弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
快乐的人才能创造快乐的环境。
Happy people can create a happy environment.
罗马书的作者保罗正是这样的人。
Paul, the author of the Romans, is such a person.
因为保罗懂得靠主喜乐。
Because the Paul know how to rejoice in the Lord.
所以今天早上和大家分享的题目是一连串的欢欢喜喜。
So this morning the topic I share with you is a series of the joys.
请大家注意看罗马书五章一节，我读给大家听。
And please pay attention to the Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have a peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说明了因信称义的真理以后，紧接着就解释这个因信称义的好处是什么。
After Paul explained the truth of the justification by faith,He explained the benefit of the justification by faith.
那就是我们能够与天父相和好。
And that is we can reconcile with the Heavenly Father.
那么人与神和好不仅仅是主观上的一个感受。
And reconciliation with man and God is not only a subjective feeling.
而且是客观上地位的一个转变
And but also a change of the objective the status.
因为大家要理解呢，以前我们是与神为敌的
And before we used to be enemy of God.
但是现在呢，我们竟然成为神的儿女了
But now we are children of God.
就是基督徒呢，与天父恢复了一个友好亲密的关系嘛。
And it is that the Christian have a new friendly relationship with God.
那么这一个新的关系是借着人的信心透过耶稣基督的十字架所做成的。
And this is new relationship is because the people can restore a relationship with God through the faith in the Christ.
我们先停在这里好好的思想一下。
And there's a stop here and think about it.
你知不知道这个世界上有多少人和他的父母的关系是很不好的？
You know how many people in this world have a bad relationship with their parents.
儿女和父母的关系非常糟糕，甚至到一个彼此怨恨的地步。
And their relationship is so bad, even they resent each other.
这样的悲剧在很多的家庭中发生嘛
？And such tragedies have occurred in many families.
那怎么办呢
？Then what should we do?
有两个方法。
And there's two ways.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
And let's look at the slides here.
第一个当然是要好好祷告嘛。
The first way to pray.
就是不但为自己祷告，当然也为对方祷告。
Pray not only for yourself, also have to pray for others.
但是我想最重要的是求主先来更新我们的心意，改变我们自己。
So the first thing is we need to ask for the Lord to renew our mind and change ourselves first.
第二个重点就是要学习真正的饶恕。
And the second way is to learn to forgive.
因为只有饶恕才能够释放你心中的苦毒嘛。
And only forgiveness can release the bitterness in your heart.
我相信我们很多人都听过很多的见证。
And I believe we have heard many testimony.
靠我们自己不行嘛。
And we cannot rely on ourselves.
所以我们要学习靠主，靠主才能够饶恕别人。
So we must learn to rely on the Lord to forgive others.
只有如此，你才会和你的父母的关系重新与好。
And only in this way, the relationship between you and your parents will be truly reconciled.
只有重新和你父母的关系有一个亲密好的关系，你才能够享受这个天伦啊，这个团聚的这种乐趣嘛。
And only your relationship between you and the parents can be truly reconciled. Only in this way you can rejoice, the new relationship.
那保罗在五章的这一段，他用了三个字来说明这个新的关系。
And Paul, in this message, selected three words illustrate the new relationships.
第一个字就是五章二节的德。
The first word is from the chapter 5, verse 2. That means gain.
啊，这个德是什么意思呢？原文就是指已经得到，现在正在享受中。
So what does it mean, gain, on the original text?That means you already have gain and you enjoy now.
第二个字呢是进入。
And the second word is access.
原文是立刻进到神的面前。
The original text is to access God immediately.
第三个字呢是现在所站。
And the third word is stand.
意思是，原文的意思是指着这个持久不改变的一个地位啊。
And the original task is to stand on the permanent position status.
啊，我想我需要再读一下。
And I think I need to read it again.
二节这里开始说，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Verses 2.Through whom we have again access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
所以我们进入这个恩典呢，不是单单靠我们的力量的。
So we access to the grace is not just rely on our own strength.
主要的是靠耶稣将我们引到。带领我们引到天父的面前。
Instead, Jesus leads us to the Father's presence.
为什么这么重要？
Why is so important?
因为我们可以恢复神原来给人的荣耀。
Therefore, we can restore to the original glorious the position God provided.
这可不是一件小事情啊。
This is no small matter.
大家还记得浪子 回家的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of the prodigal son?
就是那个浪子他醒悟过来了，哦，他知道他要悔改，要回家了嘛。
And the prodigal son realized and then they went home.
浪子心里想说，哎呀，我回家只要做个仆人啊，我就很心满意足了。
And the prodigal son thought to himself, I would be satisfied as long as I was a servant.
但是你记得吗？他的爸爸天天在门口盼望着、等候的他这一个浪子能够回来啊。
But how happy his father is after looking forward to it, for many years. Finally, his lost son returned home.
啊，有一天这个浪子，哎呀，真的很凄惨的、啊。但是他回家了，回来了。
And finally, for so many years, his lost son returned home.
你可以想象他的爸爸，他的老爸爸有多么的欢喜快乐吗？
So you can imagine his father is so joyful, so happy.
不但把最好的衣服拿出来给他穿，而且杀鸡宰牛的，非常的欢喜快乐吗？
Not only took out the best clothes for him, but also have the feast with the flattened calf and celebrate.
同时当时那个浪子他是多么的意外而且是受宠若惊呢。
So how unexpected and touched the prodigal son was.
因为这个浪子恢复了他原来在家里面是儿子的身份和地位嘛。
And because this the prodigal son finally returned to his original position as the son.
照样我们这些迷失的羊因着耶稣的带领回家了，我们的天父是何等的欢喜快乐。
In the same way, we as the lost sheep went home because of the Jesus lead. What a joy for the Father is.
而且我们也是欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
And we also rejoice and hope for the glory of God.
什么叫盼望？
And what is hope?
盼望就是对将来的事情你很有把握吗？
Hope is to be sure of the future.
我要强调这种欢欢喜喜的盼望就好像孕妇盼望她自己的小宝宝快要出生了。
And this joyful hope is like the mentality of the present mother expecting a baby to be born.
大家就能够捕捉到那一个盼望欢喜的那一个心情啊。
Everyone can understand that the hope of the Christian exceeds that of the present mothers.
那我们所盼望的是神的荣耀。
So what we hope for is the glory of God.
很多人都会问呢、啊。什么叫做神的荣耀？
What is the glory of God?
就是神自己圣洁的光辉。
It is the glory of the God's own holiness.
但是其实是非常难描述的。
And actually it is difficult to describe.
因为有点抽象。
And it's so abstract.
那我就尽量用大家所熟悉的气质来说明一下吧。
I try to use the familiar, the temperate to illustrate.
有的时候我们形容啊某某外交官夫人，哇，她的气质非常的高雅。
We describe the wife of the certain the diplomat, having a very noble temperament.
这个气质啊，不是说她的脸孔长得多美，不是那个意思，而是指她的这种。态度这种动作这种谈吐让你觉得很高雅。
This temperament does not mean how beautiful her face is. It reflects to her speech, attitude, and the movement are very elegant.
相信你们都碰过这样的人吧。
And I believe you see such people before.
就是他站在那里一句话不说你也可以感受到这个人是一个很有气质的人。
And you can feel her the temperament even if she is standing there.
那这可以帮助我们呢多多少少能够抓住一点点，我说一点点神的荣耀。
And this can help us to grasp a few the embodiment of the glory of God.
我们都知道在旧约里面呢摩西呢很好奇神的荣耀。
We all know in the Old Testament the Moses was very curious about the glory of God.
哦，他很想看见神的荣耀。
He wanted to see the glory of God.
那神就怜悯他给他看神的背后。
And God had the mercy on him and showed him the back of God.
因为如果神给他看神的正面摩西一定受不了会死掉的。
If God showed him his face, Moses would not be able to bear it and would die.
所以你要理解就是神的荣耀其实是我们没有办法去 来很准确的形容。
So the glory of God is actually something we cannot describe.
但是我们知道神是圣洁的。
But we know our God is the holy.
所以有一天当我们在神的国度的时候我们肯定会看见神的荣耀神的荣美。
So we are for sure one day when we in the God's kingdom we will definitely see the beauty of God.
接下去保罗继续在第三节这里说
And continuing the Paul said in the verse 3-5、
啊、我们有这个 PowerPoint、啊、第三节开始到第五节这里说不但如此就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的因为知道患难生忍耐忍耐生老练老练生盼望盼望不至于羞耻因为神所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Not only that but we also boast in our sufferingsKnowing that suffering produced endurance, endurance produced character, and the character produces hope. Now, this hope does not disappoint us because the God's love has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
为什么人在患难中仍然可以欢欢喜喜？
And why we still can be joyful during the suffering.
因为我们对神有盼望。
And because we have the hope for our God.
这个帮助我们啊，将来真的如果我们碰到大灾难来的时候，我们仍然有盼望。
So this can help us in the future if we face a big, the troubles, we still have hope.
而且世界人不能够理解，我们在大灾难中有这个盼望，仍然可以欢欢喜喜。
And this truth, the secret world, they cannot understand why the Christian, when we facing the sufferings, we still have the big peace in our heart.
那上个主日信息的重点是讲到信心。
The main point of the message last Sunday was faith.
那今天信息的重点是讲到盼望。
And today is about hope.
那这个盼望的力量是从里面，从我们的内心发出来的。
The power of the hope comes from inside the heart.
所以能够带领我们超越一个困难的环境。
So it can bring us overcome the difficult environment.
我们就能够欢欢喜喜的过日子。
So we can live joyfully.
用我们华人成语来说吧。
Say in our Chinese idiom.
将来冰岛，水来怎么样？吐烟。
So I'm going to translate the English. Said roar with the punches.
所以我们一点都不用害怕嘛。
So we do not be afraid.
那保罗继续对我们说，原来患难可以产生忍耐的。
Paul continued to speak to us. The suffering produced perseverance.
患难产生忍耐，忍耐又产生老练，老练继续产生盼望，形成一个良性的循环。
The suffering produces the perseverance. Perseverance produces the character. Character produces the hope. It forms a virtuous cycle.
你有没有想过，为什么保罗能够说出这样的话来呢？
Have you ever wondered why Paul could say such things?
答案是因为保罗自己亲身经历过。
The answer is because the Paul experienced it himself.
保罗的生命就是一个活生生的见证。
The Paul's life is the living testimony.
你读罗马书也好，你读保罗写的其他的书信也好，他在许多的苦难中并没有怨神尤人。
When we read the Paul's the letters or the other the books, the Paul did not blame God or anyone in his suffering.
保罗仍然是欢欢喜喜的，大有盼望。
The Paul is still joyful and hopeful.
正因为他有患难，所以他锻炼出能够产生忍耐。
And because of his suffering, he can develop the perseverance.
但是这个忍耐，请不要误会。
But don't get me wrong with this the perseverance.
那不是一般人啊以为的是一个强压蓄的、压下去的忍耐。
It is not a tolerance that most people think of being suppressed down.
那如果一个人心里面受了这个委屈啊，他心里很怨恨啊，这个强压下去，这个其实是很危险的。
If the person is wronged and feel the resentful in his heart, it is very dangerous to suppress it.
保罗说的忍耐不是向下压，而是向上放。
The Paul's perseverance is not pressing down, but relieving upward.
保罗说的忍耐是向上放，放手交给神。
And the Paul's perseverance is relieving upward to God.
那因为保罗深深相信，深渊在主，主必怎么样？报应。
Because the Paul believed deeply, it is mine to revenge. I will repay.
因为保罗心中，所以保罗心中没有苦毒啊。
Therefore, there is no bitterness in Paul's heart.
大家要理解，保罗这些外在所有的表现，是因为他内在信仰所形成的。
And everybody need to know whatever the Paul's the act out, that's because whatever the influence inside his heart.
所以 无论保罗面对什么样的艰难困苦，他都能够靠主喜乐。
So no matter how suffering the poor suffer face, he always have a peace inside his heart.
因为他抓到了这个秘诀嘛。
Because he know the secret.
他亲身经历过。
Because he experienced himself.
而且他把这个灵命成长的阶梯都对我们说得清清楚楚。
And because he made all the steps of the spiritual growth clear.
患难生忍耐。忍耐生老练
Suffering produced perseverance. Perseverance produced character.
什么是老练呢？
So what is the character?
可不是老奸巨猾。
It is not an all cunning.
千万不要把老练，这里的老练解释成为一个负面的意思。
And never interpret the character as a negative meaning.
这个老练就是我们上上一个主日我们所强调的一个通达实务的一个情况。
And here we said the character is what we said last week to understand the current affairs.
也就是说对这个人情世故他非常的熟悉。
And he's very familiar with the human world.
而且他应对得体。
And responds appropriately.
用今天的话来说吧。
In today's words,
如果你代表一个大公司，你是做公关的发言人，你就要非常的老练。
If you represent a large company as the public relations spokesperson, you are to be very sophisticated and familiar with the world.
同意吗
？Do you agree?
就是你要通达人情世故，应对得体。
And that means you need to be familiar with the human world and respond appropriately.
那么老练对基督徒来说呢，需要神给我们智慧。
So the sophisticated to Christian is not we need God to give us the wisdom.
就是我们不仅要有知识、常识，还要懂得如何分析和判断。
And it is not only necessary to have a knowledge and a common sense, but also to know how to analyze and judge.
我自己的学习是每天都有大量的阅读。
My own study is a lot of reading every day.
包括新闻，还有各种各式样不同的节目。
It includes news and various programs.
从世界大事到我们这个城里面发生的一些事情。
Not only are the world events, but also what happened in our city.
尤其是现在的文化、科技的趋向，还有未来的发展是什么
？Especially the current culture, the trend of the technology, future development, and what else the most people think every day.
我最近看到一个用 3D 来打造人体的器官。
And recently I see they use the three dimension to create a human organ.
这个可是用软骨的细胞，是有生命的，是活的，用 3D 不要说打造，说用 3D 制作成的人体人的这个耳朵。
And they create a human organ like the ears, use the three dimension and from the cartilage cells.
还有你看下一张。
And see the next slide.
哦，真的是可以培养出这个细胞来帮助人，可能在以后能够代替我们这个真人的一些器官。
So they really use the real cell and through the three-dimensional and they can print out the real human organ.
还有就是无人车将来对我们人类产生一个巨大的改变和影响。
And the other thing is we talk about the driverless vehicle, we can say the small car. They have the change of the small car to the human life.
还有像这个用 AI 来养猪啊，很多很多各式各样。
And I even use the artificial intelligence to raise the pigs.
那我想要知道就是大部分的人每天他们在想什么
？So I want to know what's the most of people think in every day.
因为这可以帮助我能够理解掌握时代的脉搏。
So this can help me to understand better and grasp the pulse of the times.
因为我一直想做一个接地气的牧师。
And because I want to be to be connected to the world, to realize the reality.
我希望能够跟大家打成一片嘛。
So I want to be connected with each other.
这样我才有机会活出福音，传出救恩。
So in this way, I can live a life to according to the gospel.
我也希望你能够认同。
And I hope you can recognize this with me.
所以感谢赞美主。
Praise Lord.
好，我们继续再看第五章的第五节。
So let's continue to read chapter 5, verses 5.
这里说，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
And hope does not disappoint us, because the God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
所以我们的盼望不会落空。
So our hope will never fail.
因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
Because the God has put out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
我记得上个礼拜天我们的主日学分享得很好。
And I believe the last Sunday, the last week, the Sunday school, we share very well.
啊，有一个姐妹说啊，她的这个基督徒的朋友跟人家传福音。
And one sister say, his Christian friend when they preach the gospel.
她是怎么传呢？
And how the friends to spread the gospel.
他的心态是，反正我跟你讲了，信不信是你的事。
And they have the mentality as, anyway, I told you, believe or not, that's your business.
这个说明你传的时候有没有神的爱。
It means that there is no love in your heart when you spread the gospel.
其实别人也能够感受得到。
And others will...feel the same way.
你是不是真的关心他的得救，他的永生，或者他的永死了？
And are you really sincere care about their eternal life and eternal death?
我们要牢记，我们传的是一个爱的福音嘛。
And we need to remember we are preaching a gospel of love.
如果你传的人本身没有爱，这个问题相当严重。
What if the person who spread the gospel has no love? This problem is serious.
有点像心不甘情不愿 ，get job done， 我就把这个事情啊，反正我都跟你讲了，你信不信不管了，好像就是对主有交代，不是这样子嘛。
It will look like you are doing this is you are not happy to doing this. So anyway, I just do my.Job, that's it.
大家都知道基督徒的特征就是信望什么爱嘛。
And we know the characters of the Christian is to have the faith, hope, and love.
我们太熟悉了，其中最大的就是爱。但是问题是你传福音的时候，你肯定要有神的爱在里面，你才能够传出一个爱的福音嘛。
We are all familiar. The greatest among them is the love. If you, when you spread the gospel, you do not have God's love, how that could be?
所以是不是你先要好好的调整一下自己和主的关系呢？
So we need to adjust your relationship with the Lord first.
我们都知道福音的大使就是爱的大使。
We remember that we are all the ambassadors of the gospel.
所以传福音以前，你先要有爱人灵魂的心态。
So before you spread the gospels, you must have the mentality of the loving soul.
在网上收看的弟兄姐妹，我相信很多人，我们的爸爸妈妈、哥哥弟弟、姐姐，很多的亲人家人还没有得救啊。
And I believe all the audience, you are on the streamline. There's a lot of your fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, they have no God.
我鼓励你要好好为他们祷告，开始传了。
And I encourage you to pray them eagerly and spread the gospel to them.
我们都知道圣灵住在每一位的基督徒里面。
And we all know that the Holy Spirit lives in every Christian.
保罗这里讲的一个很重要的信息，是因为神的爱，圣灵将神的爱浇灌 我再强调一遍，浇灌在我们的心里面。
And there's one of the big things the Paul teaches us today is the Holy Spirit pours God's love into our heart.
使我们自己先得到滋润。
So it moisturizes our heart first.
然后才能从你我他里面涌流出生命的活水给你的家人朋友们。
And in this way, therefore, the living water of life can flow from you, me, and him.
你就能够因为从上面来的，透过你不断的涌流，不断的涌流出去。
So the living water of life came from the heaven and flowed out.
这就是保罗在这里讲的。
And this is the message that Paul gave to us.
感谢主，就像我们教会有这个疫情小组啊。
Praise the Lord, just like in our church, we have the COVID-19 advisory team.
我们非常感谢这五位老师提供最新的这个新冠病毒的这个情况啊给大家。
And we want to thank you, the five of them, provide everyone with the latest news about the virus.
这就是一个爱心的服务嘛。
And this is the service of love.
甚至别的城市，甚至加州的牧师都打电话给我，来参考我们这个疫情的这个 update 的一个报告。
Even other cities, even the pastor in other church, especially in California, have come to refer to our report.
这是荣神益人的好事情，多有意义呢
！And this is the good things to honor God and benefit others.
另外还有我们教会的送菜小组，教会的影音网站小组，还有我们的儿童事工都做得很好。
And there is the food delivery team, the church audio visual website team, and in addition to our children ministry, they are all did a good job.
所以我们教会真是蒙神大大的祝福。
So our church has been blessed by our God.
是一个蒙神悦纳的教会。
And our church has been accepted to God.
什么叫悦纳
？So what is acceptance?
悦纳就是神非常喜悦接受我们为他所做的。
Acceptance means that God is pleased to accept what we have done for Him.
而且我们侍奉的态度也是高高兴兴的做。
And the attitude to our service is also cheerful.
这个很重要啊。
And this is very important.
不是每一个教会里面的每一个侍奉都是做得很喜乐的。
And we know it's not all the ministry, the people do it is cheerful.
哎，我很喜欢邱弟兄常常讲的一句话。
And I like the brother, the Jack Chu. He always say one thing.
他说我们侍奉要高高兴兴，快快乐的侍奉。
And he said, when we serve, we should be served cheerfully.
当我们高高兴兴侍奉主的时候，主就悦纳。喜悦接受我们的侍奉。
When you serve our Lord, if you are the cheerful, the God will please in whatever we serve.
圣经里面还有一个真理常常被人忽略。
And there is a truth in the Bible that is often overlooked.
我们看一下 PPT 啊，那个真理就是神人同乐。
And please look at the slide. What is the truth? The truth is the joy of the God with man.
因为神造人的目的不仅仅是跟人有一个交流而已嘛。
And the purpose of the God's creation of the man is not only for the people to commune with God only.
你要知道，神非常喜欢和人在一起欢喜快乐。
But God also want to rejoice with man.
我们读旧约的时候就看到这个亮光了。
And when we read the Old Testament, we got this insight.
读旧约有个印象，就是神的帐幕在人间，神要与人同乐。
When we read the Old Testament, we got this insight. God's the tabernacle is in the world.
所以照样，今天慈爱的天父要我们这些做儿女的每天都过得欢喜快乐。
So in the same way, God want us to be the God, the children of the God. We will be, live and be happy.
你开心吗？
Are you happy?
想开心
Want to be happy?
心要先打开
So you need to open your heart first.
啊，我们有这个 PowerPoint 哈，我们读一下好不好啊？来，想开心怎么样？心要先打开吧。
You want to be happy, you need to open your heart first.
就是你不要去计较啊，那些哎呀鸡毛蒜皮的事，为一些小事情生气烦恼，不值得吧。
So you don't want to be, just want to care for the small things.
所以求主保守我们的心，因为一生的果效是由哪里？心发出的嘛。
May the Lord guard our hearts, for it is the wellspring of life.
请问有哪一对父母不希望自己的儿女每天过得快快乐乐的？
Is there any parents who do not want their children to live happy every day?
那何况爱我们的天父呢？
So how about our Heavenly Father?
今天的题目是一连串的欢欢喜喜。
Today's topic is a series of joys.
就像我们中国人放鞭炮一样。
And just like the Chinese, we set off the firecrackers.
哇，那个喜乐，那个平安，那个老练，噼里啪啦的一连串的欢喜快乐。
And it is so joyful and just like the peaceful, just like the character, they will come one after another.
我真的希望你能够享受到。
And I hope you can enjoy it.
我们同心祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢你今天早上赐给我们的信息。
Dear Heavenly Abba Father, we want to thank you the message you provide this morning.
也谢谢你透过罗马书五章向我们说话。
And we want to thank you, you speak to us through the Roman chapter 5.
我们恳求主的爱。圣灵将主的爱大大的浇灌给我们。
And we press forth the God's love, the God will pour out your love, to us.
让我们心中充满了你的爱，去服务、服侍这个世界。
So we will fulfill your love in our hearts, so we can serve the world.
我们感谢赞美你。
We want to thank you.
一切的荣耀归给你。
And all the glory to God.
祷告祈求奉靠耶稣基督的名。
And all the prayers and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.